And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and John.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. First weekend in May, it's brat time. We just got done talking with Tim Sobey. If you missed that, always a pleasure to talk to my butcher, and most of yours, too. If you've not been there, he's on Remembrance Road, just northwest of Leonard Street in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Great, great butcher shop. He can get you anything you need. But so we were talking a little bit about brats with him, and you want to talk more about how to pick out a brat.
Well, I do, but before I do that, I think this time of year in particular, you plan out your projects. You know, you plan out what you're going to grill. You plan out if you're getting a new grill, if you're going to rebuild it, all those things. If you're a serious grilling guy, if you're not, you're on the wrong show. But how about that? So if you have your spot the way you want it, if you don't know by now, you have to have some kind of a cover over that thing. And with this rain we've had recently, you know, if you want to get out, like the other night it was raining and I went out and did some shish kebabs. I had this beautiful piece of sirloin and carved it all up, marinated it, and I had to go out and grill it. And that's about the time the rain really broke open. And I just walked out the back door to a covered little area. It's nothing elaborate, you know, but it's big enough. Everything's covered. It's my safe spot. I mean, it's like a blankie for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I walk back there and I'll tell you what, it is so nice to not have to grill in the rain.
Yeah.
And the snow.
Yep. And mine, my cover on mine is just like that aluminum waffle weave.
Corrugated steel.
Thank you. Steel on top of a frame. And, you know, I put a little frame up there.
You don't have to jump through any giant hoops.
Nope.
It can be, what Job's saying is it can be as much as, and I got a buddy that did one. He did 2 4x4s. Went up, they probably 10 footers or 12 footers because he sunk them in. And they could have been 4x6s or 6x6s, but I would do a 6x6 because they won't twist as bad. You could literally do 2 6x6s, sink them in concrete, run them up, and then put a couple of 2x6s across each one, and then make a little A-frame on each end, string it with a few 2x4s or 2x6s, and hang some corrugated. I bet you could do the whole thing for $300 or $400.
Right.
It's nothing. And what it'll do to your game day is change it totally. Because let's not forget, it's not just rain, but we got a long, hot summer.
Right.
And if it's really hot and we get it, if it's really hot and it's your job to go out there and do that, wouldn't it be nice to have some shade?
Yeah,
and keep that nice cool beverage at a cooler temperature,
right?
Than to stand in the baking sun while everybody else is out under all the patio umbrellas and you're standing there baking. You should not bake,
right?
And you deserve better than an umbrella,
right? Yep. So it's like Bob said, it doesn't have to be a multi-$1,000 thing. You can, you know, this is grilling. It's a little rustic to begin with.
Yeah.
And
So the corrugated steel that Jop and I both did is perfect, which happens to be real popular right now.
Right. And a sheet of it is like less than $20. And you put 4 sheets on there, you've got an 8x8 cover. You know, it couldn't be easier than that.
No.
And they screw it down into the wood and it doesn't leak and life's good.
You never have to reshingle it.
Right. Yeah. Just up there.
Yeah. And we've joked about my area in the past, and I did actually move my big South American grill over to the pool area, which is so cool because now everybody's excited. They're going, oh, you could do like hibachi out here and all this. You know, now they're all excited now that the hard work's been done. But that's good. We want them to be excited about hanging out at the pool. That's what we do it for, right?
Right.
But the real nice part is, and it's a pretty good size grilling shack. I don't know what the dimensions are, but there's 3 or 4 grills and deep fryers back there, and now I can walk around a lot easier.
Yeah,
and I'm rejuvenated. I'm ready for the year. I'm already thinking of another grill.
Yeah, and Bob and I both are fortunate enough to have pools in the backyard. So in another 2 or 3 weeks, Everybody's going to be my friend,
mm-hmm.
right? And yours too. And so that requires pretty consistent grilling every time somebody comes over. And if you're like me, I want to do the grilling. It's my house. You're my guest. And you are going to stand there in the sun. And you want a little roof over top of you a little bit. And so it's just one of those things where get ready because it's coming at you. And this is summer in Michigan, and we get, about 4 months of it, and then it's over.
Yeah.
So
picking a brat, and I think most people are typically going to talk brats more than – I mean, there are some good Italian sausages and kielbasas and stuff out there. And honestly, when I go to the Kent County Fair every year, there's nothing more exciting than getting one of these big Italian sausage sandwiches. So I guess we shouldn't limit it to brats because – those different blends of if you make or if you have a butcher that, and there's tons of great butchers that have lots of great blends. So whoever your butcher is in your area, if you don't have one, scoot over to Sobey. But if you have your favorite guy, you know, that's cool too. It's just way different than going to a big box store and getting that stuff that comes out of the factory. I mean, hugely different.
Yeah, you'll taste it in the flavor. There's just, I think if you were just joined us, you missed the last segment, but we had Sobey on. But one of the most profound things he says, every time somebody comes into the store, I've got to impress them, right? He says, it's my reputation that they're kicking out in a white wrapper. And when they get home, it better taste good, or because I want them to tell everybody else that where they got that. That's what the local guy does.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not knocking Johnsonville. I've eaten 1,000 Johnsonville brats in my life, right? But
they're buying the bulk trimmings.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And sausage does have trimmings in it. Don't mistake it. It always does.
You don't want to watch it be made.
Right. But at the end of the day, if they went from the trimming to the sausage grinder in a 30-second journey, not by the semi-load, from a one processing plant
or a train
to the other.
Car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you're doing like this type of product this summer and you're saying, I'm going to have a hot dog bar, I'm going to have you could call it a dog bar because that could cover brats, Italian, kielbasa, all that stuff. I would, you know, just thinking back to my Kent County Fair experience, it is easy to overlook Italian sausage, and lots of butcher shops make a really nice Italian sausage. And if you do something like that on your patio, I would tell you that you'd probably want to have a skillet out there with you or have somebody inside doing this. But if you simply saute up a nice pepper blend with onions,
right,
and then you get some nice buns, go to Hall Street Bakery and order some nice hot dog buns or
hoagie buns.
And Wealthy Street Bakery, get yourself some beautiful buns because that big piece of meat is going to tear up your cheap little supermarket buns. You don't want to embarrass yourself and give somebody a beautiful piece of sausage on a discount, you know, garbage bun. And those things are full of chemicals and stuff that you don't need to put in your body anyway.
Well, that and they rip, right? As soon as you put that piece,
it's shredded.
You try to pull it together a little bit to put your condiment on top.
Yeah.
The bottom falls out, and then you're like, okay, I'm not eating a sandwich.
Yep.
I'm not eating a dog. So, yeah, get a quality bun,
mm-hmm.
right? Come on, tip of the day.
But I'm telling you that Italian sausage with sautéed vegetables and then a nice mustard, any kind of mustard you like, that makes for a very memorable sandwich for your guests that is not going to be common when they are at a lot of other places. And let's face it, when we're grilling, we're kind of showing off.
Well, yeah, you better be if you're proud of what you're doing. The other thing is that you're not going to get that local butcher market flavor unless you go to the local butcher to get it, and
there's a ton of them. I hear people brag about their butchers all
sure.
the time. I love it.
Yep.
And I know we have to have our big chains and stuff, but you know, that's a good place to get diapers and paper towels.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And but anyway, coming up next, we're going to continue down this dog trail. Stick with us. We'll be back.